Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live continuing here, and what I think is kind of an educational edition of the show. We're playing back some audio of a traffic stop of a couple of different folks who we know. They've been on the show in the past for interview purposes, and we've got John Bush and Catherine Bleich, a great activist couple in the Austin area. They've got the kids with them in the car. It's Austin at nighttime. They've been pulled over by a couple of cops. And the police, the reason for the pullover is the just a registration that is expired. But there's all manner of questions coming at them from this particular police officer. This officer wants to know where they've been. Where are they coming from? Where are they going? These kinds of questions. And John is wise enough to know to not answer questions like that. He does. The one critique that I do have is that he did answer the question about his driver's license address. Now, I don't know what the rules are in Texas, but it's my understanding that generally you're not under any obligation to answer any questions about that. If you've identified yourself as a driver, if you've provided your driver's license and whatever other is required, so like insurance in a lot of states, not in New Hampshire, but insurance and registration, if you've provided all that, you can actually just continue to remain silent. You know, if you really don't want to get yourself into any extra trouble, that's a tactic that you can take. Mark, you've said that you would say, I'm not answering questions today.
I'm not answering questions today.
Yeah.
And tone is really important. When one does that, when one says that, you consider police pull over all different kinds of people throughout the day. And the signals you want to send to them are, look, I know, I'm very competent in the area of knowing my rights, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be friendly to you. Those are signals that you want to send out to them. And might be the signal that, say, I don't know, an attorney might signal them.
Yeah, so, and they don't want to deal with an attorney.
They don't. Yeah. There are easier fish to fry.
And that's what they're wanting to do.
They will fry a fish that makes them angry. So try not to be the fish that gets fried by not making them angry, would be my suggestion.
Certainly, I mean, you want to take a nicer tone rather than a hostile tone. But all that said, Mark, if you say certain things to the right cop, they're going to see you as somebody who's a troublemaker and that, oh, you think you know your rights? All right, well, you know, if you
say... Well, the first thing you don't say is, I know my rights. Because the person, you know, like, that's talking about your money or your sexual prowess. People who do it don't do it.
No, you want to, you don't want to say you know your rights. You want to show that you know your rights.
That's why you say, I'm not answering any questions today.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
Or ever, generally. So we're going to continue with this audio here, but also want to get your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. We had one caller earlier who said that they thought it was inappropriate to be exposing their kids to dangers of the police at a young age. I say it is absolutely not inappropriate. The police can be very, very dangerous. They can be helpful in the right circumstances. But generally, it's a dangerous act to interact with the police. And having your kids interact with the police, even in the situation, Mark, that you were bringing up where, like, the kid has gotten lost or whatever, it's separated from their parents. That seems like one of those traditional areas where you should go to the cops. But what if you go to the cops and then the cops go to CPS and then CPS brings charges upon you because you're a bad parent. You're unfit to parent. You let your child get out of your view for 20 minutes or whatever it was, however long they were lost. And if you're balking at that, if you're thinking, oh, that would never happen, well, you just haven't been paying attention because there have been parents who've gotten into hot water with CPS because the police have come along and they've encountered their kids at a playground where the parents were, like, across the street looking out the windows every now and then at their kids, and they're still getting brought up on improper parenting allegations and things like that. So we live in a crazy world where if you're not right next to your child's side at every given moment, there are some people in the government who think you're an unfit parent, and they're going to bring some sort of charges against you. So I think you risk that by having any child contact the police at any time.
The that's one thing's for certain is that everybody feels free to give everybody else parenting advice. Mm. People with kids, people without kids, people who've had kids, people who no longer have kids. I mean, the difficulty is that you can't raise your kids the way everybody else would like you to raise your kids.
Sure.
It's not possible because they have conflicting opinions. And so you have to raise your kids the way you raise your kids. And the problem is that sometimes CPS and the police don't like that. And that's really inconvenient.
So I think what's been happening in this video with John and Kat and the kids is important for the police to experience. Because, one, they're experiencing parents who know their rights, who are exercising their rights, despite the fact they've got their kids in the car, which some would believe is risky. I think it's always risky to exercise your rights, but the risk is worth it because we need to do it. Otherwise, we're not going to have any rights left. So you got to do it, whether you've got kids or not. But also, I think it's important because the police need to get feedback from folks. They need to know that what they're doing is not okay. They need to be told overtly, which is what John and Kat do here. They let them know, look, I don't appreciate you guys doing this coercive business where you're threatening peaceful people. They let them know explicitly. But I think it's also good that they're letting them know through their kids what the kids are saying. My daughter thinks you're scary. She's scared by you. She's wondering if she's going to be, you know, if we're going to be shot by you tonight. That's really what the kid asked about at one point in this audio. And again, I'll put the full video for you, all 11 or 12 minutes of it,
right,
on our Facebook and Twitter so you can see it on your own. But to get that feedback is important for them because I want these cops to go home at night and think, my God, how did I approach that situation where those kids were scared of me today?
Well, sometimes in the course of my work, I'm watching videos that Jack likes videos, mm-hmm, like anybody, any kid likes videos.
What is he, seven?
He's seven.
Yeah.
And he's going to see some videos where police step out of line, because that's the nature of my work. Now, some parents are going to look at these things and some of them aren't. Some people are going to say, you shouldn't look at those videos while your son can see them.
That's what our caller basically was saying earlier.
But, I mean, the reality of the situation is that that's, you know, that's our world and that's what I have to deal with. And so, do I have some kind of obligation as a parent to put out, to proselytize essentially the police's and the government's own
their version of things?
Yeah, their propaganda. Is that my obligation? Because that's what they would like me to do. I can assure you that they, you know, like in the Legoland, he knows that the cops are the good guys and the crooks have stubbly faces and sock hats and striped, mm-hmm, shirts. Like, and they have wheelbarrows full of colored gems.
Right.
Because this is how
crime
crooks pays. Work. And cops, you know, the cops are all smiling and, you know, nobody ever gets beat up when they get taken to jail. So, you know, like this is what propaganda looks like, ladies and gentlemen, right? Like he knows without even being told who the good guys are, who the bad guys are. The crooks don't get the helicopters. The police get the helicopters.
Mm.
Because the police can afford them because they have stolen money that provides the helicopters. When you look at these city Legos that my son has, the whole city is bureaucrats.
Yeah.
It's all bureaucrats. There's like one family with a camper that, you know, that drive around and they're just taxed, you know, taxed to beat the band. Where are all these cops? Where are all these firefighters? Even the air traffic controllers in the airport. I mean, it's the whole city is bureaucrats.
That's an interesting observation.
And he knows who the good guys are. Obviously, the family's having a great old time. They got their dog, but they have to live in a camper because they're paying
they're
so
poor.
Many taxes to keep. There's a firefighter motorcycle. What firefighter goes to fight a fire with a motorcycle and an fire extinguisher? I mean, this is just how ridiculous the level of bureaucracy is in Legoland. But we know who the good guys are. And this is all I want to know. All I want to know is what obligation do I have to further the government's promotion of their their big government programs?
I would say if there's an obligation as a liberty lover, it's to do the opposite, is to counter their propaganda and to get the truth out there to your kids. I understand that, you know, some of those videos are violent. I don't even want to watch some of them, but to make your kids aware of what the police can do, what they're capable of, and the things that they have managed to get away with. I wish we lived in a world where we didn't have to be so critical of the police, where they were behaving on a regular basis and not aggressing against peaceful people and only going after violent criminals who are actually causing harm to other people. If that were all the police did, I'd be their cheerleaders, man. If they were really actually just going after real criminals, it'd be hard to find anything wrong with that. 855-453. There's more coming up here. We'll play the remainder of the audio from the pullover of the couple that is flexing their rights with the police and their kids in the car. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Hey, we're back.
Come on.
More Free Talk Live. It's a Live Sunday edition. You can join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And King Mark.
And Mark, tell me about Bitcoinist.
Yeah, Bitcoinist is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in cryptocurrencies ecosystem. Bitcoinist is the prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry. Their website integrates a community forum breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They also aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech as well. Bitcoinist has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and much more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. They've got the information no matter what level you are. Bitcoinist.net. I signed up for their daily newsletter, so there you go, Bitcoinist.net.
All right, we're going to go back here to the audio we've been playing off and on throughout the entire show here tonight of a couple of great activists in the Austin, Texas area, John Bush, Catherine Bleich, and their kids who are quite afraid of what is happening to them with the police pulling them over on the side of the road in Austin, Texas at nighttime for some sort of registration violation, and it's really interesting. For those of you who've not, if you're just now tuning in, you can grab the full audio once I post this. I actually haven't done that yet on our Facebook and Twitter. I will do that. You can watch the full video there. We cut it down. I cut it down to about 7 minutes here from about 12. And it's great because John and Kat, they flex their rights. They refuse to answer most of the questions thrown at them by the police. And I think it's a really instructive video to help people understand that, you know, it's not necessarily the end of the world when you flex your rights. The police, in a lot of cases, will be more respectful towards you when you actually do that. And we've actually got John Bush on the line with us now. John, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. Good to have you here. I'm actually going to jump through the last about a minute of your video here. This is right after you started to lay into the cops after she peppered you with some other question. You let her know the reason why you weren't going to be answering her questions because you don't appreciate the fact that they're out there threatening peaceful people as they tend to do for their job. And you pointed out that corruption rises through the ranks there, as it does in many places, but certainly in Austin with corruption all the way up to the police chief. So that takes us to right about where we are in the video, so just hang with and feel free to add commentary as you feel appropriate here, and then we'll talk to you more about it.
That's what coercion is, you know.
Are you going to sign the citation, sir?
I generally don't sign contracts under duress.
It's not a contract, and you're not under duress. I already.
You have a file.
You're not under duress. I mean, come on, lady. You've got a gun on your hip.
And she said that she'd call the supervisor if he didn't do it.
And he'd go to jail if the supervisor came and explained it to him.
Threatening to take someone to jail is like the definition of duress.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me the ticket. Give me the ticket.
You're scaring our daughter is the only reason. But ethically, this is the wrong meal life. You're supposed to be there to protect and serve. You're not serving my family right now. In fact, you're taking a lot of time and energy and resources away from our family.
Right. Apparently, there aren't any actual crimes being committed in Austin, Texas, because they've got a whole two cops out there to, you know, keep an eye on John and his family here.
From our family. I don't understand the mindset. You have discretion, and this is what you're choosing. What sort of choice? What sort of discretion are you using? Why would you choose to make someone's life more difficult? Aren't you here to serve us, ma'am? Okay, sir. Aren't you here to serve us, ma'am?
She's in ignore mode at this point. Ever since John just basically took this lady to task for being a corrupt cop in a corrupt department, she has wanted to end this traffic stop. This cop is trying to end this stop as quickly as she can at this point.
To serve us, ma'am. Okay, sir. Aren't you here to serve us, ma'am?
And the website on the back of the paper if you have any questions or concerns.
Yeah, I know the routine.
And if you get it taken care of within 10 days and provide proof that you've gotten it taken care of.
I know how it works.
A very minimal fee of $10. Okay? Do you have any more questions?
They're not going to take I'm sorry they said.
No, just a suggestion to consider a new line of work that isn't parasitic, that the majority of the Austin public
This doesn't cause 3-year-olds to think they're going to be killed.
John Bush. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. When did this happen? Was this last week? It seemed pretty fresh.
Yeah, I think it was 4 days ago, 3 or 4 days ago.
And you're just driving home from wherever, and this lady waylays you and threatens you. You've got a ticket now. What's your plan? Are you, you know, is this something that you can make go away if you, you know, pony up the cash? Are you going to go to court? What's your next move?
Yeah, we were actually on our way to go pick up some diapers, and now they're trying to take away my kid's diaper money. But the next move, it was the registration ticket. So I had a good long period where I fought 6 different traffic tickets all the way to the bitter end, using a little bit of right to travel terminology and some due process thing that this guru named Eddie Craig teaches here at the bookstore, Brave New Books. But it's a total headache, and my wife and I are working the bookstore. We just took it over, and I got kids. So the cool thing about the registration and inspection stickers, which is great advice for people, in most states, once you just get the car registered, send in proof that it was registered, then you pay like $10 and they make the ticket go away, which is good because if I get one more traffic ticket, I'm going to have like a suspended license, or I got to pay like $50 every time I renew it and stuff. So I'm going to take the path of least resistance. I just don't have the time and energy to fight every day in court. It's a total pain in the neck, and it costs a lot of money. So
yeah, I don't blame you for that at all. I mean, I think, you know, I think that for a lot of people, that's the, you know, the easiest thing to do, and odds are good that you going into court and challenging this isn't going to overturn the Austin, Texas court system. So ultimately, it's, you know, it's probably not worth your while to go spend time in court doing this. But good for you for, you know, standing up for your rights on the side of the road. A lot of people would say, John, that, you know, having your kids means that you can't stand up for your rights. But I think you guys proved in this video that you absolutely can. Why did you choose the route to, you know, not answer the questions instead of being a good docile little serf and doing as you were asked to do?
Well, I personally feel inconsistent, and it just doesn't sit well with me when I don't normally bend over. I don't know when the last time I did bend over. I mean, there's varying degrees of going along to get along, but having children makes it even more important, I think, for us to stand up for our rights, because our children think it's strange and weird that you have to have documents on your paper. And unfortunately, my 3.5-year-old daughter is cognizant of the state of affairs in this country. We're not like indoctrinating her or feeding her a bunch of information that perhaps her little mind isn't ready for, but she hears adult conversations. We don't center our conversations around them, and she hears us talk about police brutality. And I remember after Ferguson, I was driving around with her listening to NPR, and Obama was given an address about what happened, and he said like police killing people, and she said, "The police are killing people, Dad," and not just going to like shut that away. I explained to her the type of world that we're living in. I let her know that, you know, your mommy and daddy are fighting tirelessly to hopefully we can create an environment where you don't have to grow up in the same coercion, monopoly-based system. But more importantly, when we're interacting with law enforcement, our children are there. Our 2.5-year-old was asleep through most of it, but my 3-year-old, like, she's extremely intelligent, and
she had some of the most interesting observations, I think, in the entire video. If can you hang on, John? I'd like to bring him back to talk more about it.
Yeah, I'll be here.
All right, more with John Bush from Austin, Texas, here in moments. This is Free Talk Live Sunday edition.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. Is capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for 2 people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back now. More Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, you can do so. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Talking about standing up for your rights, or in this case, flexing your rights on the side of the road when pulled over by the police. There's a great organization called Flex Your Rights that has made a couple of videos about this, about your rights when you're in your car, when you're at home, or when you're just walking somewhere. There's different levels of police interaction that they can have with you. And if you care about freedom, then you really ought to learn these things. You know, you need to learn your rights and learn how to exercise them. And one of the best ways to learn this stuff is by watching others do it. And John Bush and Catherine Bleich are two excellent activists in the Austin, Texas area. They got a couple kids. And they the whole family was together last week when they were driving home from getting some diapers, apparently. We now have more information than the police do about that particular incident because John refused to answer most of their questions. And I thought that was a smart move because, you know, there's no reason to give the police more information about you. The more information they have about you, the more likely they are to write you even more tickets or possibly put you in handcuffs and then take you away from your family. Mark?
Is John on?
He is on. Okay. Actually, I just brought him back on the line.
So, John, I have a question. I'm surprised this officer asked you where you were going this evening.
Why?
I don't get asked that question very often. I don't know that I've ever been asked that question. Do you have any idea why she decided to ask? I mean, because she asked a lot of invasive questions. At some point, you finally put her on notice, but after that, she just wanted to get rid of you. But up to that point, she was asking a lot of questions. Why do you think that was?
I think it may be protocol, and I believe this officer was a rookie because the other woman that was with her when I started given her flack about signing the ticket, she came over to the other side, and the reason why I decided to actually sign it was because I heard her kind of motioning to the officer that was dealing with me to, like, let's go ahead and call the supervisor, and I didn't want to wait, I didn't want to deal with it, so I just signed the ticket. Although the past few times I've been arrested, I got away without signing the ticket at all and basically called their bluff. But I didn't have my kids with me, of course. But I think they're just trying to fish for information, and I can see them that, you know, being useful if they, like, pull over some kids that they think are high or, like, leaving a party or something like that. But I think generally they try to get you to give up information on yourself, which is why it's always important to exercise your right to remain silent as much as possible, because the cop's sole purpose is to collect evidence they use against you in court. And they're, like, trained, sophisticatedly trained in order to go from step one, the detainment, the information collection, all the way through to getting that guilty verdict. It's not just one process for them. They're looking at it in a holistic way, so it's important for us to look at it in the same light.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, maybe, Mark, these are the sort of the standard textbook questions, and it's different maybe perhaps where you've been pulled over. Or maybe they would treat you differently, Mark, because you don't have a goatee, you know, and maybe John looks more hippie than
perhaps you should get a haircut, John.
Right. I'll be more free with a shorter haircut.
Tell me about the kids. I thought they were the most interesting. Your 3-year-old was the most one of the most interesting parts of this video, because she was, you know, just really honestly observing everything that was going on around her, and I think really feeling the intensity of that situation and the danger of it, and not afraid to express her concerns. I thought that was really an interesting aspect to it. I thought it was also useful that you shared those comments with the police, because it's important for them to know the impact, the negative impact that they're having on peaceful people. So I thought that was really good. What happened afterwards when the video shuts off? What was the conversation like between you and what was the daughter? Was it your daughter who was 3.5?
Yeah, her name's Aliana.
Aliana. Okay.
Yeah, we just continued to talk. She still had a lot of questions about the police, and he was. The main thing that got her shooken up the most was whenever the woman threatened me with jail, because she understands what that is. We have friends that are in jail, you know. Schaefer Cox, for example, my wife and I have an extreme admiration for him, and we get pictures from him and letters, and she knows that Schaefer's in jail, and she talks about going to break him out sometimes, and I went and covered the Ross Ulbricht trial, and she's informed about Ross, and so she knows what it means for people to be put in jail, and for her to hear that officers threatened to put me in jail, that was really the, you know, like everything else is textbook and simple. I've been through this routine before, and my children have been exposed before to this type of activity, at least with us communicating openly and honestly with them. But to be in the situation where the police are now threatening her father to take him away from his family, put him in a cage, like that was really upsetting for me, that's just a part of reality. So we try to be as open and honest with our children as possible. And anytime we have that, like we were pulled over at a border checkpoint for like 45 minutes, and they had to call the state trooper. The Department of Homeland Security had to get a state trooper to finally get us to give our ID when, you know, we knew that there was a possibility that he was going to yank us out of the car. But we just don't want it to appear normal for this type of activity to take place. We want our children never to be desensitized to it, because it isn't normal. It's wrong. It's adverse. It's detrimental to human flourishing. And I don't want my kids to think that it's just an everyday occurrence for you to be pulled over or for you to have to go through an internal border checkpoint and show your papers and ask intrusive questions. So we try to lead by example. And I know that my children growing up, they'll never bow down to arbitrary authority, because it's an idea that's foreign to them.
Yeah, I love the way earlier in the video where the cop has, like, taken your ID and gone back to the car, and you and Catherine are answering questions from the kid, about, like, you're explaining in a very plain manner what is happening. But the way you're saying it, it just sounds so absurd. But to us, to most people, it seems routine. This is, oh, you're just getting pulled over. What's the big deal? You know, you've got your registration. It's violated. But you explained to your kids that, you know, well, you know, mommy and daddy are under threat, basically, because we don't have the right color sticker on our car. And it all just breaks down how, I think, ridiculous this system actually is. And And it really, I think you guys do a good job of showing that to the kids. And I hope it appears as absurd to them as it sounds when you explain it.
Yeah, it does. And in my activism, we try to spend a lot of time doing peaceful parenting and just focusing on raising our children in the most ethical and consistent way as possible, because I think in large part, a good chunk, if not almost close to 100%, 90% of the current generations that are adults, you know, it's almost as though it's a lost cause for there to be some extreme changes where people reject this idea of monopoly coercion. It's been ingrained in so many people through indoctrination, public schools and stuff. So I honestly think that families that are libertarians, that are liberty-minded, that are having children, it's detrimental that they raise their children in a manner that's consistent with the ethics of liberty, and that they don't get into these weird language games and they call a spade. These are armed thugs, a criminal gang that operates here in Austin, Texas, that's threatening us and threatening to put us in a cage, not a jail or a prison. It's a human cage simply because our papers aren't in order. And I think if we break free of this illusion of the way things are and we stop playing the language games and talk about things for what they really are, and we do this for the next generation that we're raising, they'll question authority instinctively.
Absolutely.
It won't be normal for them.
Right, when they're teenagers and they're in the car with their friends and they get pulled over, they're going to know their rights, and they're going to, you know, if they haven't already informed their friends about these things, they're going to be the ones who take control of that situation and inform their friends of how to handle this, because they've been immersed in this for a long time. Now, we had a lady call earlier, and she was upset that your kids would know at age 3 how the police are behaving and that you should, you know, supposedly shield them from this reality, and you have a different viewpoint on this. You haven't gone out, you said, to specifically inculcate them and, like, show them police brutality videos or something, but it was just in conversation through you, you know, them being around you guys, and this is something you're concerned with, that they absorb that information. Is that right?
Yeah, and people, like, that's victim blaming. Like, I'm upset, too, that my children know that kind of stuff. I don't want them to be raised in a world where police habitually abuse people and kill people. I don't want that to be in their mind at all, but unfortunately that's the world that we live in, and we can put on blinders and we can be naive about it, but then we're just setting up the next generation for the same failure that this generation experienced.
We got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Moments remain right now here on Free Talk Live. Got enough time for you. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We actually have John Bush on the line with us here. He is one of the couple that was involved in the video we played the audio track from tonight on the air with him and his wife, Catherine, flexing their rights on the side of the road after being pulled over by Austin police, road pirates, as the video's description says here. I just hit the post button on our Facebook and Twitter, so if you have yet to see this video, you can now go there and easily link over to it. It's really, I think, it's entertaining simply because, you know, the cops don't realize what they're getting into. You know, they don't know who knows their rights usually in advance, and so John and Kat both, you know, refuse to answer invasive questions, and you get an added bonus commentary track of the 3.5-year-old who's sitting in there asking all kinds of good questions and making very astute observations about the grave danger that these armed women are putting their family members into here. And I want to go back to John, but I also want to invite you to come to Keenvention. Keenvention is coming up in October 30th through November 1st. It's an activist convention. We're actually going to have a cop block panel hosted by JP, who is one of the more active cop blockers up this way. And I'm sure he'll put together a panel of excellent liberty activists to comment on knowing your rights and expressing them and standing up for them in these encounters with the police, which is what John and Kat did such a great job of, and that's why I wanted to share it here on the radio tonight. John, you've been really busy with the bookstore. You, last time we had you on the show, you had come on during the Bitcoin bus tour that you picked up the school bus up here in New Hampshire. You drove it back down to Austin, Texas, and proceeded after that to buy a bookstore and I'm sure throw about all of your time and effort into it. How's it been going? I mean, obviously we haven't been down since earlier this year. It was really cool. We got to visit the store before you took it over. You know, what's it been like?
Oh, it's been great. Sales are doing well. The community's thriving. We're putting on a whole lot of events. This month is actually back to Health Month, and we have natural health events all week, and we're going to be doing a mini conference at the end of the month called the Underground Health Expo. But We've got a lot of radio shows that are broadcast here. Some of them play on LRN, like the Crypto Show. They're actually interviewing Ross Ulbricht's father, Kirk, and his sister right now. They're here in town. Of course, Ross is from Austin. We're big supporters of Ross Ulbricht and the work that he did and trying to find justice for him and the appeal and everything like that. But it's beautiful to have a space here in Central Texas that's going to be 9 years old at the end of this month. We're having a nine-year wow. anniversary celebration party. And it's really helped Central Texas to become one of the premier destinations for liberty activists up there with the Shire, of course.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's a cool little store, brave new books. You guys do online sales. Could somebody who's not in Austin buy some books from you?
We are going to be launching our online store at the end of the month on the 28th, I believe, and I fully intend do some advertisements with Free Talk Live. It sounds like a great bang for the buck to get the word out to the community about what we're going to be offering. So, yeah, we'll have all a good chunk of our books for sale, and we'll also have a ton of great natural health products like Longevity and all sorts of colloidal silver and essential oils, and we're excited.
Son, what's the website right now? I know your store is not online, but I'm sure you've got a website. What's the site for the store?
That's bravenewbookstore.com.
Dude, you're awesome. Thanks for standing up for your rights on the roads of Austin with the police. Anything else you want to add about the experience?
It's a low-risk opportunity if it's a traffic ticket. You know, you don't have to be totally nasty and threaten them. And I did the typical, you know, I turned the light on the inside to start the – actually, I don't know if I did or not, but I did turn the car off and put my hands at 10 and 12 or whatever, 10 and 2 – so, you know, you can flex your rights, but it's also important to engage in mannerisms and a body posture that doesn't make them feel like their safety is threatened. That's not going to keep them safe, but I think the more of us that flex our rights, the less likely it'll be for police to harm others.
Good advice from John Bush in Texas. Thanks, John, for your call tonight. I appreciate the dial-up because it was a perfect touch, finish up to this discussion. Thanks for the call. We'll go to Mike in the meantime in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how are you?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, cool. Hey, listen, I'm just telling you, you know, I don't know what kind of people you have policing your streets in New Hampshire, but I'm telling you what. Any time, any place out west, you go start filming a cop when they pull you over. That's reason number one to beat your ass. And
wow.
And then you start asking any questions. Then they're going to beat your ass even more, and you're going to jail. It doesn't matter.
Are you saying this has happened to you in Reno, Nevada, where you're calling from?
Hell yeah.
And what was the circumstance?
Well, I got picked up for a stupid 63 and a 55
mm-hmm.
zone. This was in the 80s, you know, when they changed the speed limits and all that. And as I was I posted my bail because I had money in my account. And as they're filtering you out, then I noticed a friend of mine that had been picked up because she was DUI on her birthday or whatever. And so I said, hey, good looking. And you know what they did to me? They chained me to a chair, put a motorcycle helmet on me, and then beat me over the head with billy sticks.
This was after you got out of jail?
As he was getting
out. I was on my way out of jail. And,
Where were you physically when this happened? You were outside of the jail, walking out?
No, I was. They were filtering you out, you know, because you go in and then
you're being processed. You're being processed for release.
Processed, and then you get processed out.
And you made flippant comment to someone you knew who you recognized in the jail?
Right.
And then they proceeded to beat you. How does you being beaten in a jail translate to someone being beaten because they recorded a police stop on the side of the road with their smartphone?
I'm just telling you, it's going to happen.
Well, it sounds like fear-mongering. I mean, it really sounds like fear-mongering. I understand that it's
possible. Has anything happened since the late 80s to you? I mean, is it just one circumstance that's given you this impression?
Well, you know, I'm not a criminal, you know. I didn't pay
to dump you on that one. Apologize about that. Some stations get kind of upset about the GD.
Don't like the GD word.
Yeah, so, look, I'm sorry. It certainly is possible for the police to pull you from your car and commence a beatdown on you if you decide that you want to record them. That's a possibility. Is it probable? No. No, it is not probable, especially it's not probable if that cop knows that he's being broadcast live. So there's a neat little app for pretty much every smartphone, I think, called Bambuser, B-A-M-B-U-S-E-R. I recommend you download it. Go ahead. When you get done driving, wherever it is you're going to, first thing you do when you get away from the wheel is download Bambuser onto your phone and get it set up. It'll take you a moment. You got to create an account, and then you got to log into the account. So there's maybe a 5-10 minute long setup process here. Once you get it set up, then Bambuser is basically two touches and you're recording. You have one touch, opens Bambuser. The next touch is you touching the record button. And then as long as you are within data range, you know, if you get a data signal,
yeah,
you are broadcasting live to the internet. So if the cops pull you over, you can tell them, officer, I'm broadcasting you live. I'm broadcasting this live on the internet. Say hi. And then the officer will know that whatever it is they say or do, it's out there. It's not like they can just smash your camera and make all of that go away. They're not going to have access to your Bambuser account.
You're right that that's the case. I wonder whether the officers sort of internalize it. Like, human beings aren't that great at hearing new information.
Okay.
They're much better at interpreting it into old information.
Well, again, if fear is going to immobilize you into doing
anything...
Oh, no,
it's not going to immobilize me. I'm going to do
that. I understand
that,
but that's what our caller was putting out there. He was putting out fear, uncertainty, and doubt about this. And based on some sort of interaction he had with the police in the past. Look, I understand the cops can be violent. They can be dangerous. But one of the best ways to prevent them from being violent and dangerous is to record them and to let them know that they are being recorded. They are more likely to change their behavior for the better. I've seen it happen time and time again. And no, it doesn't mean that the cops in New Hampshire are better, although I think they are. I do think New Hampshire cops are at the very least better than the Florida cops where I come from. I can't speak for Nevada or Austin or any other place like that. So I do think they are cut better here. But nonetheless, across the board, wherever you are, recording the police is one of the most important things you can do to protect your rights and to protect the rights of others. If you want to cower and be afraid, that's fine. You can do that. We'll do the hard work of actually recording the cops. So... it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll be joining you again tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.